5:26 Central African Time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulath, the 9th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussein نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. Exactly 1 month left for the day of Arafat. Imagine that. So Almighty Allah take all the Hujjaj and pilgrims with safety, security to the Haramain Sharifain and to Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Today is the 9th of Dhul-Qa'dah, as I mentioned, and we focus on Chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses number 146 to verse number 150, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We are discussing Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam. His people are known as Qawm-e Thamud, the people of Thamud. Where were they situated, located? They in Saudi Arabia, modern day Saudi Arabia. On the northern side, when you go towards Tabuk, Al-Ula, towards Jordan. So we went there with Almighty Allah's help and mercy. So these are the questions Almighty Allah is posing to them. Chapter 26, verse number 146, Atutrakuna fi ma hauna aminin. What? Hamza istifham. A rhetorical question. Tutrakuna fi ma hauna aminin. Do you think you will be left here in these areas for long and all the time in safety, security? And all these bounties that are showering, recurring upon you? Fi jannatin wa uyun, in these gardens that you have, wa uyun, and all these springs you have, wa zuru'un, and the zuru, your cornfields and your farms, all that you have. So wa zuru, your cornfields, wa nakhlin tal'uha hadim, and your date trees, your palm trees, tal'uha, and that are rising high, up and up and high, and hadim, and they are rutaban janiya, and they are fresh for you. So you enjoy it, and then you can digest it, and you enjoy it. So all these are the recurring bounties of Almighty Allah upon you. وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ, and then you are carving out in the mountains. If you go there to Madina Salih till today, the remnants and the relics are there, and you will marvel at what they have done. مِنَ الْجِبَالِ, the plural of Jabal, the mountains, بُيُوتَ, you have carved out your homes there. Even in those mountains they have made their graveyards and cemeteries, they would bury people, very tall and big in size. Buyutan farihin, 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 two ways you can translate it. One meaning, haziqin, that you did it expertly, precisely. It was something that you will marvel at. And farihin, the second meaning, farihin, which means you will be so happy and elated and delighted. So all these meanings, mashallah, you can accommodate it and speak about it. So thus far were the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah ever recurring, showering upon them. Let us go to the local, national, international and global news, views and interviews. 50 or more NATO troops injured, and they have clashed with the Serbs. So this is there, remember, in Kosovo and so forth, and there are Hungarian troops, Italian troops, big problems there they are having. We have no sympathy for these people. Remember, if you know what happened, the same NATO, they sold the Muslims out in Bosnia, and that is how Muslims got murdered and massacred there by the enemies and so forth, the same Serbs and all of them. Israel, the rogue apartheid regime states, zero deaths in Israel for COVID-19 under the age of 50. So meaning not one person died because of COVID, you see, under the age of 50. So then the question comes that for what you had to have all the restrictions, for what you had to impose upon the people so many laws and so forth. You were the ones who were imposing and telling them they must take the first one vaccine, second one, then the rooster and the booster, you haramis. So that shows that how cursed you are, and you will never ever be the chosen people of Almighty Allah. Bangladesh is going to buy and purchase more and more Russian oil. So that's very good. All these Muslim countries must tell America and the West, go to hell. We will keep good ties with Russia and Putin. Then you find Brazil and Venezuela. One side is Lula, and the other side is the Venezuelan leader, and now they have met, and they're embracing one another, and so forth. America and them obviously don't like that, so but Lula is our person, 100% supporting Palestine. Now every Jew, every Zionist, I'm posing to you these three questions. Question: Homesh has been reoccupied, and they're going to reoccupy it, remember, by the settlers. So these are the people who are haramis of the first order, the first degree. They steal and occupy the land. This is against Israeli law, against international law. But remember, what will America do? Just condemn them, little bird. What will Europe do? Just condemn them. Why you don't apply sanctions on Israel? Why you don't cut off trade to them? It's 100% apartheid regime, worse than South Africa. And then imagine, show me any way in the world this can happen. Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, Hitler's children, they annex the land, the park of the Palestinians in the West Bank. And why? They're going to build the Disneyland there. Is this not theft of the highest order? And you want to tell me that you are a democracy? You want to tell me that you want peace? You want to tell me that you're a legitimate government? From A to Z, your government accursed people, and every Palestinian has the right to take you on. And these Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads of the highest order, the Saudi Arabia, MBS, the Emirates, MBZ, and your kings of Bahrain, and Morocco, and Jordan, and that Egyptian pharaoh, whole lot murtad traitors. Imagine the Haaretz newspaper writes, the Arab leaders are emboldening this right-wing government. So what an indictment that is. I want to ask the international community, how come in soccer and all that, that when apartheid South Africa, they were not allowed to play? So how come Israel, with all its racist apartheid Nazi policies, can play in the international field? Are you blind? Can't you see? And all the other places where Israel is involved. So why don't you expel them? So you must remember that. Or do you love it that Palestinians must be treated as third, fourth class citizens? That is the white man and the white hegemony. You see that one actor, actress, that Fonda, whatever her name, She said, all these white men, you must lock them up and imprison them. They are the cause for the biggest problem here in the world. Imagine a lady who's an actress in Hollywood and what have you, Satan and hook and what have you. She's making statements like this. That's exactly what I'm telling you. You must remember the white man and the white hegemony. They are the cause for all this. So therefore, but remember, Jutlas, your time is coming, and then the tables will turn, that the white man in South Africa, the apartheid regime, thought they will rule forever, and your ANC said they will rule till Jesus comes. Anyway, next year you will see what a shock they in for. Similarly, you also in for a big shock. Very soon, inshallah, inshallah. This morning, I made special dua again against you, Jutlas, Haramis, who are stealing, occupying, terrorizing the Palestinians. And you will go and pay for the price here in this world and in the year after. The Arab news says this is a figure. I wonder if it's really authentic, but maybe it is. They say 200 million people worshipped and came to Masjid Nabawi, 200 million in the past Islamic year. So from last year's Zulqa'dah to this year's Zulqa'dah, 200 million people read Salat and prayed in Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina Munawwara. Maybe it's there possible, but sometimes there's Arab news in them. I don't believe them too much because a lot of propaganda there. And now the OIC, like how you have United Nations, United Kingdom, and United States in them, you have one organization, 50 or plus Muslim countries, or majority Muslim countries, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, good for nothing, hopeless, useless. They can't take one effective step against Israel, remember that. So they said that Rohingya, the Muslims there are the most oppressed and they are top of the priority. We must assist them in that. So remember all these organizations, Arab League, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, all good for nothing. Their resolutions are not worth the paper on which is written. Listen to this one here. In the Haaretz, after Q&A last night, I found this story. Israel is preparing for the big wars yet to come on multi-fronts. So now they are preparing for war against Hamas. They are preparing for war against Syria. They are preparing for war against Hizb ul-Shaytan that is there, remember, in Lebanon. Preparing for war against all their neighbors. If anybody wants to raise their head, then they are preparing. They can prepare how much they want to. When Allah punishes, then nobody can help you. Go ask the people in Halifax. There, remember, in Canada. So much rain, so many floods, 18,000 people told, run for your life. They are evacuating people in Canada. So what can you do? So that is our dua. Allah must open the land and sand and bury the Israeli rulers and their supporters who are oppressing and practicing apartheid against our Palestinians. Russia attacking Kiev. Putin, you give them good thrashing. We are 100% with you. And remember, you must take on America, take on NATO and everybody. So, Israel, I told you that story last night. Remember that 9 people embraced Islam. Right in the ending of our program, 3-4 minutes was left, and Brother Ibrahim Anderson contacted Mona Arafat. So it was wonderful. And mashallah, in the past 3 weeks, more than 80 people embraced Islam. We say, Hada min fadli Rabbi. Local news, remember, ESCOM got news for you. Stage 6, it will remain. And then they will tell you the grid is very volatile, is this, is that, and we might go to 8 also in the winter, in June, July. So only Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Remember, that's a sad, sad state of affairs. And let me tell you, more and more professionals, especially non-Muslims, they're leaving South Africa and going for greener pastures. They find no future in this South Africa because of ANC policies, hopeless, useless, got no vision and no leadership. world. So that is where we are. Allah Ta'ala bless us all and protect us all. InshaAllah, today between 8:30 and 9, Mona Zahid Khan will interview Maulana Noor Desai from Port Shepstone. And then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, Maulana Arafat and myself, InshaAllah Aziz. And then 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Today, InshaAllah Aziz.
Ustaz, just understand this question. See, Mufti Saab, I'm from Benoni. I hate what the Israelis are doing for our Muslim brothers and sisters. But I only like the football Israeli team. They play nice soccer and I like football. Now, everyone in Benoni and my friends are calling me Munafik. Please rectify them, Mufti Saab. I'm Mu'az, Ustad.
Yes, Mu'az you are. You're supposed to be Mu'az, protected. So you must remember this. You see, Mu'az, your problem is what? Is threefold. You don't read what the Quran Sharif teaches us. You don't read what the hadith and teaching, preaching of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. And third one, you don't understand real politics and so forth. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhul yahuda wan nasara awliya. O you who believe, if you got true iman, 89 different places, Almighty Allah mentions this phrase, never take the Jews, the Christians, to be your friends and to be your protectors. Ba'duhum awliya wa ba'd. They are the friends of one another, protectors of one another. You can see in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, what is happening. Now this is for you, Mu'az, and for every human being who is a Muslim with iman. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. Who befriends them. You love their festivals. You love their soccer. You love their culture and so forth. فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. You become part and parcel of them. Hadith, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba. A person will be with whomsoever he loves. Third issue, I want to ask you whether it's English league or whether it is American league or Israeli league and so forth. The soccer and football and World Cup and all that, professional soccer, cricket, tennis, rugby, is it permissible? It's haram absolutely in Islam. So you must remember to see other people's thighs and all that is permissible in Islam. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Inna al-faqida awra," that it is compulsory for the men to cover it. The women, we all know, is compulsory. So now you love their soccer. So when the people in Benoni, Actonville, Lakefields tell you, you're a hypocrite and a munafiq, 100% they're speaking the truth. So you must remember that the same Israeli regime, they shoot the Palestinian players who play very well. How many times it has happened? They target them there so they can't play football in future and so forth. And you got the audacity to come and tell us what is wrong with it. You can lose your iman, brother. So what they are telling you is 100% wrong. Right. So make sincere tawbah and say that all these jutlas and haramis, we say every Muslim, South Africa, Africa, Europe, and Asia, you must not have even business ties with these haramis who are supporting Israel. Remember that. For why must we do business with them? You can find many, many alternatives and so forth. So Mu'az, you are totally wrong, my brother. Make sincere tawbah.
He's asking for mafus.
Not from me. I got nothing to do with you, brother. I'm here to advise you. Ask forgiveness from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Please ask Mufti Saab, reason for destruction of mosque in Ethiopia, Ustad.
So reason is, you must remember that all these countries, they want to change the demographics. What I mean by that, when they say that they are 70-80% Christian, so then they get more assistance from the West, from Europe and from America and other countries, and they will say, see, we are building churches here, we are promoting Christianity. They will get support from governments, they'll get support from NGOs and all that, private individuals and so forth. So this is the agenda. So to oppress the Muslims and to change the demographics and so forth. See, we small little chewing gum, and we are speaking, and the whole world can listen to us. They don't have to record anything. Every program of ours, of mine, we send it out in a podcast. There's no censorship, nothing. Whatever we say is on record, remember that. And what happens? So many people, with the help and mercy of Allah alone, and the wasila, barakah, blessing of the Master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, embrace Islam. So yesterday, 9 people embraced Islam, 84 people in the past 3 weeks with Allah's help and mercy. So that is what they don't want, you must remember. You Muslims, you must not have freedom. You Muslims, you must not have mosque. You Muslims must be treated as second, third class, and so forth. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work it out. You must remember that. This is all. I just read the verse for you now. The Jews and the Christians are your enemies. Remember that. And the Hindus are your enemies. Quran is saying all these things very clearly. We never say every Jew. We never ever said every Christian. We never ever said every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority of them. For what all the wars are waged. There's Israeli haramis yesterday, day for yesterday. Again, they attack Syria and so forth. And the world must just fold its arms and look the other way. No, Israel is a special case. It's a holy cow. There's no holy cow by us. Where the jihad is on. Remember that. And we say you are a legitimate target, inshallah. And your time will come when you'll be expelled from Palestine, inshallah.
Somebody says, respected Mufti Saab, a few weeks ago I asked with concern about our brother Anderson, Dr. Banele, and brother Abdullah and sister Matullah. Will I be included in the reward for those brothers and sisters that embraced Islam after asking about our brothers and sisters who started?
100%. You must always make dua. Allah Ta'ala uses us so that we can become a sample, example, ambassador, so that we bring more people into Islam and they embrace Islam sincerely. So you must make dua for them. You must say, Ya Allah, give more and more people Islam and Hidayat. So then your reward will be there. A Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ad-dalu people who indicate and people who show others the right path and then they embrace Islam, then whatever good deeds they do, you also will get a reward in their good deeds. So 100%, my brother, provided you are sincere.
I've got a brother Elliot. He says, good morning to you, AK. What happened to the Republic of Afghanistan? Who is to blame for Afghanistan's current chaotic situation? Elliot, who's that?
My brother, you're reading the Western media so much. Do you know Afghanistan has the greatest amount of, you must remember, that thing you call helium or whatever you call. So you must, what do you use in the cell phone and computers and so forth. So second, they have found gold there. And then third, they have found, you must remember, oil there. China and them are cutting deals. The West won't tell you all these things here. Do you know their currency is so strong? It's much stronger than the Pakistani rupee 3 times. You take $1 to Pakistan, you will get 280, 290, 300, depending on the situation. There's volatile. And you go to Afghanistan, and it's between 80 and 90. It's almost on par with India. So you can see economic stability. Those Iranian Shias, they're also non-Muslims. So Elliot, they wanted to mess around with the Afghanistan. Remember that? They blew up their one side, their border. I sent it out yesterday. And they warned them, if you want war, we are ready with you. So you know why your Western media will say chaotic situation and this is happening. Because, Elliot, these are people without one plane, without one helicopter, and they took 48 countries, America and their sidekicks, 47 other countries. They gave them such a thrashing of their lives, no American army will ever come there again. They spent their 20 years, 21 years, lost $1 trillion or $2 trillion US dollars, and Trump said the worst defeat for America in its history. So what's chaotic about that? Now they've got F-16s, now their army is regrouping, and now they got their independence and so forth. Elliot, if you want to join the British, you want to join the Russians, you want to join, you must remember, the coalition, go to Afghanistan and see what they will do with you. Jews are the only Muslims we are so proud about, because they are prepared to tell the West and America and them, come, come, we're ready for you again. They told Richie Rich, send your British army again and see what we will do. So what's chaotic, my brother? The Western media is licking its wounds and disgraced and humiliated by a ragtag army. That is the truth which the Westerners cannot stomach, my brother Elliot.
Ustad, I've got Ezekiel. He says, so why would the U.S. lie about South Africa arming Russia? I'm not saying they lied. I'm asking if they have any reason to. Ustad, Ezekiel.
My brother Ezekiel, three answers. Answer number one, you must read the Bible, Ezekiel. You writing down Ezekiel? Make mental notes. Google Ezekiel Bible, and then you will find a subchapter there. Two adulterous sisters. You got it? That's a subchapter. And Sheikh Ahmed Didat, under the apartheid regime, the white minority regime, he took that portion out from the Bible and he removed all the numbers and sent it to the South African Census Board. The South African Census Board had two predicants, two dominees, two priests of the Christian church. And they asked them that, what is all this? So they said, this is pornography. He went to the Sunday Tribune. I still have the cutting in my archives. And they said that this is pornography. And Sunday Tribune carried that article as well. So my brother Ezekiel, what you say? I just want to use your name. And then, I'm not saying you now. I'm saying what your Bible is saying to adulterous sisters. So that's one story finished. Second story, anybody who sides with Russia. So now we're having our meeting here, the BRICS meeting. And remember, that will be in August. So South Africa is going to host it. So they want that, no, you must arrest, you must remember Putin. So why? Because the ICC has indicted him. So we're asking the Americans, when your Bush and them and then the UK Blair, they murdered 1 million plus Iraqis, and that Jutli Harami Jewess dispatched to hell, Madeleine Albright said, is worthy to murder and kill 500,000 children. So when all the Israeli leaders, everyone from Ben Gurion till Bibi Netanyahu, everyone is a war criminal. So how come none of them have been indicted? Why Putin only? And if you support Putin, then you have big problem. So that is the reason. And then the foolish ambassador, he made the statement and then they apologized and so forth and so on. But you see, the damage is done, that your rand dollar now is sitting in 1965 or 1970 and so forth. Their aim is like what they wanted to do with Turkey, that they cripple it economically. But you see that again Erdogan came out tops, and America, Israel, the Western powers are licking their wounds. So anybody, you see, Turkey, wonderful ties. When he beat them, fair and square he beat them, everybody accepted. So you must remember that Putin gave him a message and said, you're my special friend. And he said, I have special relationship with Russia. So anybody in this day and this age, you're Sudan. You, Ezekiel, you're a novice in this field. You don't understand how the world politics. What is happening there? There's idiots in Saudi Arabia bootlicking the Americans again, and we're very happy there's an extension of 5 days ceasefire. What ceasefire? Every day they're violating it. It's not worth the paper on which it's written. So, Ezekiel, you must understand that what they said we're going to demolish and cripple the economy in Turkey and in South Africa. Africa, Sudan, when the Russians and the military government there in Khartoum, they said, we will give Russia a military base. America must poke its nose. How dare you give? So that military on the opposite side, so they are mercenaries. You just give them million dollars a day, they will keep on fighting. You don't give them money, everything will stop. So you must remember, everywhere America wants to poke its ugly nose, and therefore America is on a decline, and BRICS is on the rise now. And that is why we support support them for Putin and all these chaps here, not because we agree with them, but anybody gives America a bloody nose or gives Israel some thrashing, we will support them, whether it's Muslim, whether it's non-Muslim, whether it's the atheist or whoever it is.
Ezekiel says, you know your history, Ustad.
Yeah, you know your geography, my brother.
I've got Ma Sadia. She says, but you, why is Hajj so expensive as when you go to the same place, but you, throughout the year, it is less than quarter the price, Ustad?
Ma, you must remember that the Saudis, they can't get satisfied. You got a Murtad bin Shaitan running the show there, so the Jutlas told him, you must tax the Muslims. The Jutlas told him, you must increase the Hajj. Where can they go for Hajj? They must come to Makkah, Medina, and come there. You must increase, even Zamzam, you mustn't give them free. You must charge them for that, you see. So that is you call bootlicking. And these Saudis, I'm telling you now, give them another 10, 15, 20 years, they'll be finished. And I make dua against them. I don't hide anything. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta adaw wa Thamud. You can tell them also, you chamchas. You understand? They have destroyed Islam from within, you must remember. People are going to Makkah, Medina, they can't make another Umrah because you must sign some app and all that. Our brothers can't get placed in Riyazul Jannah. Our sisters can't get placed in Riyazul Jannah because they give them appointment. By the time they get a chance, they have to come back to their respective country. It's jais all this. So you can prevent the people who can make tawaf, who can make umrah, all that. And they call themselves Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. What Khadimul Haramain? You Khainul Haramain Sharifain. You are the traitor to the haram and you are the bootlicker of America and of Israel. Not one imam is allowed to use the word Yahud. Not one imam is allowed to use the word Palestine in their khutbahs. You call these Muslims. You must remember, pakka kuffar they are. That's what they are.
I see Papa from Marlborough says, Mufti Sahab, it's so sad. Some of these ulama, they will go and spy you out to the Saudi embassy. Ustad, Papa
them, we know them. See how Allah is disgracing them. So you must remember, they can't say one word against the Shias because the Shia supporters give them money. You see, they have affairs. All that is out in the public. Then you must remember that they closed the masjid. They went to court. Then you see, they go join the lesbians in court. So when you do all this, then remember that everything is falling apart. Every day they got a scandal going for them. Yesterday you saw all that about the interfaith and all these things here. So Allah is disgracing them every day. People who are always there, so many have left because they feel that how can we have connection and a ties with such a corrupted organization? That is the truth. Whether you like, you don't like, is a different issue.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, how is it that organizations are offering qurbani at prices unheard of before? I've never heard of animals being sold at such cheap prices. Must these organizations not be exposed, Ustad?
I exposed them yesterday and on Sunday. I said all these organizations who are selling their cows and whatever, one share for 300 rand and less and so forth, you must never believe them. How they crooking the people. This is the crooking people, you see. Now you, Mota, you tell them, okay, one cow for me and one goat is Ali Sawab, or one sheep is Ali Sawab for the Ummat. Another Mota says, the one cow for me and my family, another one is Ali Sawab. So when they slaughter, they will slaughter one goat or one sheep, or they will slaughter one cow. They will say, all these people who gave money for the Isali Sawab, this one cow is sufficient for them. This one goat is sufficient for them. That one sheep is... So that's how they crook you. You must remember. They're not being honest, remember this type of things. Yeah. So the whole problem today is Islam is commercialized. Didn't I tell you 100 times that zakat you can't give to these people here? And those organizations you're speaking about, I told you for 5 years ago, you can't read salat behind them, you can't give zakat to them, sadaqah, lillah, nothing. they are brought disgrace to Islam. Remember, by closing the masajid and with Shias and what and so forth. How many times we expose them? So 100%. So why must you? I told you, you want to make qurbani, you make with Majlisul Ulama in PE, and everything will be good, inshallah al-Aziz. If you can afford it, make in South Africa. I make here in the dear. So you contact them, and inshallah, everything will be fine. So we leave it there. Next up is 6 o'clock news with Suleiman Esop, and thereafter, inshallah, the Fajr Adhan, then Mona Khalid, and thereafter Mona Zahid. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.